I'm Joni De Winter.
And I am Susan Grant.
And we are part of Bell Street,
who are an events band and production company.
And we're here to talk to you today about our fun and failures
on our journey to being scared, but doing it anyway.
Today you find us pre-gig and post-cabaret. We're set semi-ready for a Christmas gig with our hair in... Well, you look like something out of Little Women. You look like Meg.
Really? I feel a bit like Shirley Temple.
Yeah. Mm. Somewhere but between brunette. Meg and Shirley Temple.
Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah.
Or Medusa.
Medusa. So, anyway...
We are off to do a Christmas gig outdoors, which we always have a great time, but it is cold today. So we've got all the layers ready.
All the layers. And it feels nice to be cozy.
Yes.
Then you get too hot. Then you get too cold. And then you have a mulled wine and it kind of helps. But yeah, we thought we would talk today about that feeling. If you're a busy person like we are.
Just one person.
We are one busy person or busy people, then you might recognise this feeling because we've definitely talked to people who feel this way. And that feeling is after you've been working towards something, working on something pretty big, a big project, waiting for a holiday, which we haven't done for a while, the second that goal is achieved, that event is over, that day has happened, doom, boom, you're on to the next thing. I don't know what that feeling is, but it's something that we definitely do as a pair.
When you've had such focus on making something the best that it absolutely can be, whether it doesn't matter whether it's an event, for us it's generally an event, a show, and when everything you've been living, breathing,
dreaming
about it. And then suddenly it's gone. And also if you've been working with other people, suddenly you haven't got that community or that group around you or that energy that you've been thriving.
You know, if you're into Amdram or whatever, if you're in a play, that come down afterwards is it's big, isn't it?
Mm.
And we obviously, not obviously, if you're a first-time listener, hello. But if you're not a first-time listener, you know we will have been working on a charity cabaret that happened at the time of recording last weekend. So that's something we've been kind of had in our minds since January and had begun to plan in January. And kind of since August has been all-consuming in terms of organising spare time, any spare minute. We've been trying to sort out everything for that. And that is now over. The curtain's closed on the Saturday night and it finished. And it's always such a strange feeling, but we always do... I almost felt like the curtain's closed and I was like, right, okay, what are we doing? What do we need to think about and what's next? And had detached myself completely from what we had just... 5 minutes ago, been able to do nothing but think about.
Yeah. Quite often, when we're putting things on, it's really focused around us. And it's the two of us. It's just about us. But normally it is either a new show or the musical or a gig. So it is just us and we can then just move on to the next thing. Unless we're repeating it. It's a constant thing. With this cabaret, there were so many cogs involved.
Cogs with a G.
Cogs. Yes, and so many people involved. It felt that it actually wasn't about us at all. We were sort of holding the space. And so maybe we weren't as personally invested. Because we'd had to, it was a project rather than a very personal show.
Well, we deliberately set out, hadn't we, to make it about our skills in managing an event, promoting an event, putting on an event that's bigger than we're used to doing. We're very self-sufficient, We don't really rely on other people. So for us, the stretch out of our comfort zone was all the moving cogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But in terms of performance, it wasn't so stressful, was it?
No. No. We had a great time. I mean,
we had a
lot of fun. We had some absolutely brilliant people on stage with us. And we were very focused on the fact we were raising money for a fabulous charity, the Brave and Determined. And so that was our focus. It wasn't personal, because we were focused on the fact we needed to raise as much money as we could.
Yeah. So maybe, do you think it kind of took our egos out of it a bit?
Hmm.
I mean, well, you say that, I mean, our faces were like, on the poster!
I think it did take our egos out. I mean, when we got to the run-through, certainly on the Friday afternoon, we ran it through, and then we had the show the Friday evening and the Saturday evening. It was the first time we'd sort of had everyone there on the Friday afternoon. And you and I had no idea really what we were wearing.
No.
We had really quick changes. I hadn't looked in a mirror at all, which, not saying that I do it all the time, but like to look.
You do because of your insecurity.
Yeah.
And we
had these costumes on. Like, I completely bare legs, just walking.
Don't do a bare leg often, do you?
Really show everything off. And suddenly I was like, I feel half naked on the stage. And that didn't even change, because we just then sort of got on with it. And it was fine. But normally I'd at least have a look at myself in the mirror.
No, yeah.
That is funny.
There wasn't any time to be self-conscious. And I think that's because in our brains it really wasn't about us.
Yeah.
Even though it was our show. But yeah. And there was a really lovely spirit backstage, because I think actually everyone made it not about them.
Mm.
So it was a really, you've got a lot of people who are used to being in the spotlight, if not on stage,
mm-hmm.
being really helpful, helping out, like bending over backwards to make sure it all works, which was, it was just a lovely atmosphere to work in. So if you're listening and you were involved, thank you.
But we were also talking about the following day, the feeling once everything is over. And we've quite often said before, once we've had really big events or shows that we've put on, we sort of have to hibernate for a little bit, just to power down for a minute, really, physically and mentally. Suddenly the body goes, oh, right, and stop.
Mm.
That brings weird emotions up as well. And it's very easy to focus possibly on the negative things, or the things that didn't go to plan, or things you could have done better. Which, again, we were talking about how important it is to try not to do it. Yes, it's good to look at it, but try and put a positive spin on things.
Tell everybody though about your post-traumatic dreams. Well, maybe I don't know what happened in them, but I just think that's so weird.
Yeah, well, I dream a lot generally, which,
yes,
so you all know, and normally it feels like I've got another life going on in my dreams, but I didn't dream at all. I wasn't worried about anything,
because we often have a stress dream, don't we?
Yeah.
And I don't think I had any stress dreams about the cabaret.
No. But afterwards, every single day this week, I have had stress dreams about the cabaret, about having to put another one on because not enough people could make it, about, oh, all sorts of things, where I've woken up going, what? What?
So you're like delayed stressed,
yeah,
about it. How funny. I thought that was really interesting. I mean, there's probably some psychological reason.
Oh, I'm sure. But
luckily, neither of us are psychologists, so
you'll
never know.
No. And they're not awful, it's just that... And it's quite nice to wake up and think, no, I don't have to do any of that. No, I've done that. And that was fun. So, yeah. Anyway.
Everyone showed up. No one did the classic, go on stage and you can't wear any clothes.
Well, I did that in a rehearsal. Yeah.
thought something that we could talk to
you, listener,
about is something we are beginning to try and do ourselves as a, well, personally, but also as Bell Street. And that is, I can't remember where we heard it, classic, heard it somewhere. That is, after we've achieved something, done something, finished something, is to take the time to dwell on its success, the same as you would if it had all gone horribly wrong. And it's so easy when something goes wrong, or you fail at something, or some, you know, you really screw up. You will, if you're honest with yourself, you will give yourself a good week, a month of just like playing things over and over in your mind. Why did that happen? Why did I say that? Oh, just reliving and really giving it attention, you know. And what we're trying to implement is the opposite, really, in that when something's gone well, give ourselves a day to think about, before we move on mentally and we start planning the next thing and we start thinking, oh, well, if we'd have just, what would we do differently and all of that. Give ourselves a day to dwell on the fact that it went really well. We did, you know, we did something well, or we achieved something, or we set a goal and we smashed it, you know. But it's such a hard mindset to get into.
Mm. Even that language, though, dwelling, to dwell on something, is generally seen as a negative yeah. thing. You dwell on what you haven't done, or what, that feeling that's still inside of you. So to use the same word to describe a positive feeling is quite interesting.
Have you been holding space for your successes? Just give them a minute to be there and settle in to your body, because your poor body and you have a real physical reaction to stress and deadlines and things, and your body's been running to catch up with you. Give your poor body a chance to be like, well done.
Yeah.
Have a minute. And I suppose something that maybe would help us would be, because we just like to work things out in front of you guys, would be to maybe, I guess it would be a debrief, but it's more of a personal thing.
Yeah, because we would then, because we are quite good at debriefing, and if we're going to do something again, you know, think, well, what didn't work, what did work.
Yeah.
But that day after the event, I think it probably is more of a personal thing, because you do need to, everything needs to power down a little bit.
Yeah. And maybe it's about accepting the, spending like some time thinking about, say, the positive feedback you've been given, the compliments you've been given.
Yeah.
You know, remembering the theatre full of people, or
and if anything negative does come up, taking it on board,
putting it on tomorrow.
Yeah, and that's allowed, because obviously we learn all the time, but and everyone's allowed their opinion. So taking it on board, but not making that the focus, allowing it just to go in the pool of feelings because you can analyse the following day.
Yeah, because when you're dwelling on a negative thing, when you had a bad whatever, and you're dwelling on, oh, you don't give the good things time, you kind of bat them away, and you give yourself this time to really focus in on everything that was, not, you know, bad. Mm. But maybe for that day, you need to just be batting away the negatives, or the things you changed. I'll think about that tomorrow. That's in tomorrow's box. Or I'm going to have today. Yeah. And I did try and do it on Sunday. Mm. I did try. And I guess it's like all of the things, isn't it? It's practicing putting it into...
Well, we were supposed to be going straight into something else on a Sunday, and actually that got cancelled due to the weather.
Storm Bert.
So it changed our day, and I don't know if that was for the better or not, really, because it suddenly left this space. which was probably very good.
Yes. I mean, really, we should have booked that day off.
Yeah.
But it's hard when, you know, every gig matters and every time somebody books us makes a difference to our finances. Mm-hmm. So it's hard to turn down a gig. But I guess, retrospectively, after a big project, we should... Because we do that after Shaftesbury Fringe. Mm-hmm. Because Shaftesbury Fringe is a local festival, obviously in Shaftesbury, that we end up doing quite a lot at. We've actually cut down how much we do, but we normally set a big target or a big show or something new. And what we've learned over the last, how many years we've been doing it?
Five.
We know that that day after, that is an exhausting day, and we just don't book anything in, do we?
No.
We did say we were going to book ourselves a spa in. Do you remember that? That never happened. That was like 3 years ago, and we were like, after the next Fringe, let's book a spa day. We should do that this year.
Yeah.
Because I guess because we've learned that, it's a solid thing, so we put it into practice. Maybe we should have done that, and that could be something we take away. Mm-hmm. Because the fact that we had a gig booked in straight after was definitely... didn't let you relax, even the night of the last night, at the after party or whatever. I was still thinking about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But it's like in a holiday, isn't it? That people find the looking forward and the preparing for a goal. Well, I think it's probably Mel Robbins. We probably got it off Mel Robbins because we are avid listeners of the Mel Robbins podcast. And the preparing for a goal or a holiday or an event in terms of levels of enjoyment, actually the preparation and the lead up is higher. It's like Christmas, depending on how you feel about Christmas.
Yeah.
And I always think after a holiday, because all the holidays I have, I think kind of people always say, oh, I need a holiday to get over my holiday. Because you need that day, don't you?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just cut that bit out and polish it.
Well, no, but it is. You go and have a nice time and then you have to come back. And you have to pack and you've probably got a really long journey.
And then you're tired.
Do all the washing and...
Yeah. The sunburn hurts.
Yeah. Wow, where did you go?
I haven't gone anywhere.
But it is trying to find that space to hold. Like you're saying, when I've trained in my movement practices, they use recapitulation as a big word to really...
Recapitulation.
To recapitulate.
It sounds like copulate.
Well, that's because that's your brain.
What does it mean then?
So to be able to feel really... I mean, we do it with in using the body, but be able to really go in and... feel everything that you were doing before. So like us going in on Sunday morning after the show and just taking a minute to actually sense it all again, feel it.
So we could have gone and sitting on the stage or something and in the space.
Breathing it.
Ooh.
Taking yourself back into how you felt and just again I think the enjoyment of how it made your body feel, your mind feel.
So it's like a meditation. Like a meditation?
Yeah.
But physical.
Yeah. It depends how you do it, how you practice it. But certainly to be able to have a breath and go, how does my body feel with this? How do my cells feel? How does my brain feel? And again, that is a positive thing to do, even if maybe some of the feelings aren't what you want. At least revisiting sometimes can be good to look at.
Like in what context would you do that in? Say not in the show, for example. How did they teach it in your... What was it to do with?
We would do it after learning movement sequences or new moves, or I spend a lot of time on the floor. We've talked about being on
the
floor.
We like the floor, yes.
Anything that's new or anything... You know, like if we went for our Christmas gig this evening, this afternoon, afterwards a bit of just take it in again. We could sit there. We could do it in the bar afterwards.
Sounds good.
Just, Just feel it.
Not on the floor.
No, not so in the high street.
So, like, practically, right, we're just having a... I'm having a small learning moment. Mm. So we could go practically hire the art centre for an hour or sneak in.
Yes.
And and sit on the stage and talk about... Would you talk or do you just feel?
No, well, we could talk. We could talk, depends. Yeah. But I think actually sometimes allowing... Without going a bit too woohoo here, you know, like...
You can go woohoo, we can edit it out if it's too woohoo.
Allowing the body to actually feel the sensation of something good.
Yeah.
Not something bad, but you do have to allow that as well so that you can work through it, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
And just think, actually, we did a really good job.
Yeah.
Actually, we'd love to do this again, or not.
Or never again.
The situation is, but we, again, being so busy, as everyone is so busy with their lives, and we find ourselves running around like headless chickens a lot of the time, some sort of moment, if you haven't got time to go and sit and meditate, or we haven't got time for this, to have a minute sometimes just to take a breath.
Mm. And if we did it together, I wouldn't fall asleep. Yeah. Because that's my problem with...
Well, I love a meditation. I can't do sitting meditation, though. I'm one of those people that close my eyes and then I'm sort of one eye open just to see if everyone's still there. If they've left me.
We should do that.
What, meditation?
No. Recopulate.
Recapitulate.
Recapitulate. So what does... I've
just looked it up, actually. It's summarise and state again the main points.
Okay.
So I guess when I've done it, because it's a physical practice.
Yeah.
It's all about being in your body.
I like that. I think we should do that.
Yeah.
Not after every gig, because we'd spend far too much time in bars.
It's time for recapitulating.
And we have to be careful we get the right word. So there's great value in it, isn't there? That whole, I'm going to go with holding space because I can remember what that is.
Holding space. Well, we said this about the show. We've talked a lot about the show, but we were there. We brought these different artists in who just are so talented in their field.
Yes, very.
But maybe, as we said, haven't been on a stage or a theatre so much. So actually, a lot of them, I hope they don't mind me saying this, but a lot of them were out of their comfort zone initially.
Yeah.
And we just watched them grow, and we were there to hold the space for them and prat about either side of them, because we wanted them to feel comfortable, and we don't mind looking like Wallies.
No, because as we've established by now... We have let go of that. Everyone must think we're very sensible and classy. Because we've both been basically in Spanx or half naked on stage.
Yes, and that is our comfort zone.
Now?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Apparently.
This wasn't my aim in life.
Where was... what was it, last year, maybe? When we went... And decided to go into the recording studio, which is actually a lot of the other artists'
home
ground.
Completely the other way around.
We felt very nervous, didn't we? And silly and all sorts. And they made us feel very comfortable.
Yes,
all
you're
of them,
right,
think we've been with pretty much in a recording studio. So,
yeah, good. That's...
Yeah, it's really interesting and it is good to push yourself out. But it's nice to be supported so that you do it and you don't feel silly.
Maybe, like, if we were better at... Learn to be better at doing the thing. We... You know how often we decide to... Kind of, we've got the energy from something and we decide we're going to do it and then we go. And sometimes we decide we're going to, like, for example, with the musical, with Hugh, we'll decide we're going to do it in December because we've just come off the back of something and it was like that good kind of fast-paced feeling. And then we're like, because sometimes we make decisions about what we're going to do and then we get to kind of 3 months before it and or maybe 2 months and it feels like completely wrong. Mm-hmm. And we're like, how do we get to the point where we made the decision to do this thing? Because it feels, everything about it feels wrong. Mm-hmm. Maybe if we get into the practice of being more mindful straight after a gig, straight after Hugh, straight after something that's challenged us, we won't be as reactive in our decision making and our planning forward. Maybe it will help us make more meaningful plans, maybe.
Mm. Well, being aware from the experiences that we've had where that has happened and just thinking, hold on, this feels like
panic.
That time where we did a tour and yeah. then we booked a show in 3 months later.
Yeah.
That means we've got to re-rehearse the whole show for one night.
Yeah.
And that we've done that twice now.
Yeah, we have.
And just going, hold on, how does this energy feel now?
Yeah.
How did it feel the last time?
We just agreed to say something really quickly because we got to go to the gig, but now I can't remember what we said.
No, we were just talking about rounding off the episode for today. There's always a new word, isn't there? I mean, bamboozled, I liked a couple of episodes
yes.
ago. Recapitulation today.
Yes. Yeah, if you play Scrabble,
yeah,
you get all of those in.
Yeah. So we wanted to say a really big thank you to anyone who did come and support us with the Bad Cabaret last weekend, and lots of people as well who donated towards seats,
sponsorship,
definitely
time,
yeah,
shared it,
yeah.
So we are really grateful because it felt so good to have such a lovely community behind us,
and we had collaborated with the Brave and Determined with a design for a tote bag, which is Bill Street's figures and
with Brave clothes
on. With clothes on, I'm afraid. And the Brave and Determined logo. And we do have some of those still available. If you fancy one of those, then you can ping us a message. And
yeah, let us know, because we can post them out to you or drop them in, unless you live in Adelaide.
Well, we've got some flying out to California.
Yeah.
Adelaide.
Yeah.
See where else we need. But we've been asking for £5 donation. Again, proceeds go to the Brave and Determined.
Thank you for your engagement with episode 2. A lot of you actually randomly liked our frogs episode. Mm-hmm. And in case you were wondering, it's an army of frogs.
Yes.
Thank you, Kate, for letting us know.
Yeah.
And she was like, you could have just Googled it. But where's the fun in that?
Absolutely.
I think she might have Googled it.
Well, that's fine. But now we know.
Now we know.
Yeah.
Every day is a school day, mm-hmm. especially with Bell Street.
And we will be recording our next episode
very soon.
Very soon. We'd quite like your help, maybe, for that one.
Yes, we're going to do people asking us questions. So we will sort out some questions. But also, if you have anything that you would like to ask us that we can address in the next podcast, nothing too
challenging.
But or if you've got a word you'd like us to learn
that we can actually say. Yeah.
Yes.
And you could ask us individually or both of us. We thought we might ask our children if they've got anything useful, and we'll just throw it all in a hat.
I had an idea that we could actually ask the people who we've interviewed if they want to DM us a question.
Yeah.
And then, you know how these things work. You ask loads of people and three people reply. So then between us, mm-hmm. we were going to ask each other a question.
Yes.
Okay. They were both evil laughs.
Yes.
Anyway, we've got to go and sing some Christmas songs. So we hope that you are having a wonderful day, wherever mm-hmm. you are. Thank you for listening to this. Share it with anyone you think might find useful. And have a fantastic time
recapitulating.
Exactly.
So, if you have had a big event, something that you have been really working towards, or a holiday, that is now all over. Give yourself some time, recapitulate, meditate, breathe, enjoy the feeling, look forward to the next thing, and just do it anyway.
I'd really like to go to, this is way off subject
before you even started,
I'd love to go to a fancy dress party as Medusa.
Mm.
Someone have a mythology party and invite Bell Street. Or mythology gig.
Mm. You could put wire in your curls.
Yeah, you could do a lot. It would be brilliant.
Excellent.
Halloween.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's do some sort of themed
party. we could bring cronies with us dressed as stone statues.
Let's do it in the new year.
Okay.
Okay, well.
Fabulous.
You're all invited.
We've said it on the radio now.
That's
not
it.
The radio.
On the radio.
On the internet, that's worse. Mm. But, you know... hasn't it been scientifically proven? It has. It has.
Interested.
But I don't know where, so I can't quote it properly.
Yet another recopulate. We can do. I don't know.
It's like...
I'm going to have to look up the actual meaning of recopulate.
Repopulate.
Repopulate. Don't need to do that anymore.
We don't need. That's not on my to-do list. What is it? Recoupling.
Recopulate.
Recopulation? Is that what you said? Now I just genuinely don't know.
Are we just recapitulating now?
I'm just recapitulating, thinking if we've covered all the bases.